The Springboks are on top of the world. Our national rugby heroes have won every trophy in sight, and we are blessed with some of the greatest players of all time in our ranks right now. But it is critical to maintain the pipeline to the box. Today, you are going to get a front row seat as I reveal where the next generation of Springboks are going to come from and why we can expect them to continue great success for South Africa. So the obvious starting point would be the junior Springboks. By the way, fun fact, guys, my brother-in-law is a former junior Springbok. He's also a subscriber to this channel and one of my best supporters. If you haven't subscribed to this channel yet, you should do so too. Now, they're actually currently, when I say they, I mean the prospective junior box for 2025, currently in Stellenbosch on a training camp to get ready for this year's assignments. They are going to play a series of training matches, including two against local university opposition. As I said, that's currently taking place. The Under-20 World Championship squad will be selected from this wider 48-man academy squad. Those are the boys that are currently in Stellenbosch. Now, in May, the junior Springboks will play in the Under-20 Rugby Championship. That's Argentina, New Zealand, and Australia as our opponents. And then in June, July, the Under-20 World Championship. That's the one that we haven't won for more than a decade, and it's about time we rectify that. A visit to Georgia, hopefully this month, is also in the pipeline, this month or next month, and that is also going to help the team better prepare. Now, all of this is hot on the heels of the first under 19 academy camps. 48 players, there's the magic number again, attended that one in November, that was also in Stellenbosch. Now, the aim was to lay the foundation for the identification and preparation of the next generation of junior Springboks. A second two-week camp was hosted in December, and from a technical aspect, the objectives of the camp were to focus on the fundamentals and set phase. That's very important, I would say. I think you would agree. Junior box coach Kevin Foote says he wants his team to play fast and be physical, and in doing that, tap into the South African rugby DNA. Or as we like to say, no DNA, only RSA. And this will develop their strengths as a group. The aim of the SA Rugby Academy program is to act as a front runner for the selection of the next junior Springbok squad. I think that this is a great thing, by the way. Included in the under 19 intake are several capped junior Springboks who actually played in the under 20 rugby championship last year. That was the inaugural one in Australia. They also played in last year's World Rugby under 20 championship that was hosted in Cape Town. You remember some of the conditions that the boys played in were actually atrocious, but hey, that's Cape Town in winter for you. The Under-19 Academy squad features an exciting selection of the brightest young rugby talents in the country, we're told. SA Rugby's general manager, Dave Vessels, says the establishment of the Under-19 Academy is one of the key recommendations flowing from the intensive review of the 2024 junior box season, where, let's be honest, they finished a very disappointing seventh at the Under-20 World Championships. Now, this is quite exciting because SA Rugby's goal is for the junior Springboks to win the global showpiece. And I think that that's right. That should be the goal. We shouldn't go there saying, oh, we want to see if we can get to the semifinals. We want to see if maybe we can win. No, the goal is to win it at least once every 3 years. I like this. It's ambition. That's what we want to see. Just like the Springboks. When we go to the Rugby World Cup, our goal is to win it. Other countries go there saying, well, you know what, if we can get to the quarterfinals, that'll be great. Ireland go to the Rugby World Cup and say, if we can win our quarterfinal, that would make history. We go to the Rugby World Cup and our goal is to win that thing. And now I'm glad to see that SA Rugby is showing the same ambition with our young boys. Like we said earlier, the team last won the World Championship back in 2012. It's been way too long for a proud rugby nation like ours. It's interesting that our systems have consistently delivered players to the Springboks, but the junior box have struggled for some time now. And that's the thinking behind the creation of this Under 19 Academy, to bridge the gap between schoolboy participation and Under 20 international rugby. It's actually quite ironic because a long time ago, if you go back into the 2000s, we were actually doing very, very well in the Under 20, although in those days it was the Under 19 and the Under 21 Junior World Cups, where Jake White, remember, famously led the team to victory, and Peter de Villiers did the same. And that didn't always translate into us being a great team at senior level. I know we won the Tri Nations in 04 and 09, we won the Rugby World Cup in 07, but if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of those years in between, we were good, we were sometimes very good, sometimes we were mediocre. And I often wondered, how is it that we're so good at under 20 level, but we're not able to be consistently good at that senior level? And it felt to me as if something was going wrong between under 20 and senior level. And ironically, in the last, let's say, 7 or so years, it's almost felt like it's the other way around, where we're not really doing so well at age group level, but by the time the boys get to Springbok level, they become machines. Let's be machines at under 20 level and senior level. Wouldn't that be great? Now, just we mentioned Dave Vessels a little bit earlier. He says that one thing that is clear is that they must create more playing opportunities for our youngsters. Absolutely, 100% I agree. The European teams have the advantage of having an annual under 26 nations, for example. That's why I think the under 20 world, under 20 rugby championship, I beg your pardon, is such a good idea. It gives the boys more competitive matches and also an opportunity to experiment before they go to that under 20 world championship. Well, let's be honest, yes, you want to be competitive, but there's no real opportunity to experiment there, because if you look at the format, unless you win your group, you may very well be knocked out of the competition. Sometimes you can finish second and still get into the semifinals. We've done that ourselves many times, actually. But what we really want is to go to that under 20 championship and know our strengths and our weaknesses and just hit the ground running. Now, as mentioned, the Junior Springboks will have a short tour of Europe before this year's under 20 rugby championship. That'll be followed by the World Championship itself. As I mentioned, I think that that will also be very helpful. Now, it's not just under 20s and under 19s that we're talking about here. Under 17s as well. Listen to this. In addition to all of that that I've just told you about, SA Rugby also has invited 58 players to the Under 17 Elite Player Development Camp, that one taking place at Boerland Landbo. And in fact, it has already taken place. That was after the matric year-end exams last year. So that nice touch as well. It's like, okay, boys, we want you to come here, 58 of you, but you finish your matric exams first. Very, very good. Apart from gym and field sessions, the players also worked on skills development, which is crucial, strength and conditioning, I like that, and under a group of specialist coaches. Very good. Better players emerge when they have better coaches. SA Rugby has deemed this camp, which took place after the matric exams, a success, which is good. And it marked a significant milestone in the identification and development of the next generation of South Africa's rugby talent. Now, to be clear, this is not a new thing. The camp itself has been around for many years, actually, but it hadn't taken place since COVID-19. So 2019 was the last time that it took place. So it had been 5 years. Guys, that's an entire generation of Springboks that hopefully will not be done in or done badly for not having had the opportunity. Maybe not Springboks, but it could be a generation of players who, had they had the benefit of attending that camp as a 17-year-old or as a 19-year-old, that perhaps that may have aided their development to the point where they would have become Springboks ahead of 2027, for example. But maybe now they'll never become Springboks. You see what I'm saying? It's very sad. Okay. What can you do? COVID happened, okay? It's great to have that back again, absolutely. And again, this intensive high-performance program is aimed at preparing these players for the demanding 2025 schools rugby season, We know all about schools rugby in South Africa. The Campbells have served as a clear pathway for coaching development. This is important. We're talking about the players, but also now the coaches. I think one of the great weaknesses in South African rugby is actually the quality of our coaches. And it's great to see SA Rugby putting in a real, genuine effort to improve our coaches. We want to get to a point where we're not sitting here going, oh, geez, when Russie goes, who's going to take over? Yes, I know that there's two or three guys who you can readily think of that we all think that guy would be very, very capable. But we don't want it to be two or three. We want to sit here and be able to talk about 10 or 15 candidates that could replace Russie when the time comes. Nevertheless, with current and past SA Schools coaches present, they were sharing their vast expertise and passion, ensuring players and schools coaches alike benefited from a collaborative high-performance environment. Another of SA Rugby's general managers, yes, they have several GMs with different functions, Ian Schwartz. He used to be at the Blue Bulls. In fact, I used to interact with him. He was pretty much their media manager in the 2000s going into the 2010s. When I was a sports reporter in Johannesburg, I used to go to the Bulls pretty much every Thursday, often on Saturdays as well, and I used to deal with Ian Schwartz. He says, he's working at SA Rugby obviously now, that the elite player development system has been instrumental in the success of our national teams, including our Rugby World Cup winning Springboks, obviously, who are one of the few international teams to compete with only locally developed talent. And he's quite right. And that's something that I love. If you look back at that 2023 Rugby World Cup, South Africa and Argentina were among the only teams in France whose entire squads had actually been brought through the rugby systems of their own countries. Pretty much everyone else had one or more players who came from other parts of the world. They were born elsewhere, they went to school elsewhere, they developed elsewhere, and then they only came to the country that they were representing. And that's why you would see a guy called Appleton playing for Portugal, for example. What would the Portuguese version of Appleton be, I wonder? Now, before players get to the under 19 level, they need to actually start playing rugby. And to that end, SA Rugby has restructured their systems to ensure great participation at amateur level. Now, amateur is obviously going to be, in terms of senior level, you're talking about club rugby, even though a lot of it has become semi-professional these days. But we're also talking, in my opinion, predominantly about schoolboy level. Now, they've actually created two new fit-for-purpose departments to that end. Now, I think that all of this is great. We want our Springboks to be successful, and logic tells you that you need strong development structures. Now, I'm perfectly aware that not everyone playing junior box will become a Springbok. My brother-in-law, for example, didn't go all the way to the Springboks, even though I personally think he could have made it and he would have made a ferocious bok. Similarly, if you've missed out on the junior box, you could still go on to become a Springbok because, and even a great one at that, because different players develop at different rates. And I know most of you watching are of the age where you might have a kid playing at that level. I look at my YouTube analytics and I can see how old you guys are. I know how old you are. And because I know how old you are, I can say that with confidence that there's a really good chance that you've got a kid who's playing high school rugby right now or somewhere in and around that under 19, under 20 level. Now, I've got two daughters. They are nowhere near the appropriate age for any of what I'm talking about here. But if your child is not at the level you or he would like to be at, don't stress over it. As I say, different players develop at different rates. The key really is to make sure that the players with the best skills, but also the best potential, are not lost in the system. And I think that for far too long, sport in South Africa, not just rugby, sport has relied too heavily on the school system. I think especially rugby and cricket. And I think you could even extend to things like tennis and golf, those sorts of sports. Yes, we have world-class school systems and we should 100% take advantage of that. We're blessed in that sense. But we also want to cast the net wider. We have approximately 12 times as many people as New Zealand. And I know that it's not all about population numbers, But we do have incredible natural talent in our country when it comes to sport. And I promise you, if we get it right, and the signs are looking good right now, as in getting it truly right, mark my words, the All Blacks will never beat us again. Oh, I hope I'm alive to see us beat them 57-0. And oh, how I'd love to live in a world like that. Wouldn't you? Let me know what you think in the comment section down below about the current pipeline, the development structures that are currently in place, and what you think the future holds for the Springboks and South African rugby. Now, guys, just before I go, I want to tell you quickly about my Patreon page and your opportunity to join the Dream Team. It starts from as little as $5 per month, so you can become a patron for just $5. That's US dollars, not Bayesian dollars, and joining my Dream Team. By the way, there are higher tiers. Some of the perks include the opportunity to have a quarterly Zoom call with me. We can go over matches together and look at tactics and strategies. I'll even write an ebook for you on your favorite player. If all of this sounds interesting to you and you want to get involved, head on over to my Patreon page, sign up as a patron, and you will also help me to be able to do this full time. That's really what I want to do, guys. I want to do this full time, and I want to go to the Rugby World Cup in 2027 and cover it for you with daily coverage from Down Under. It would be my privilege to do that for you. If you're keen, Patreon is where you need to go. As I say, the link is in the description area below, and I will speak to you next time.